Welcome back to Texans Weekly. Time now to hit the road and follow our radio team, that of Mark Vandermeer and DP Sidhu, to Verizon Wireless. Now, this week, it was supposed to be Andre Johnson, but because of concussion protocol, he's not allowed to speak to or with the media. So in his place, DeAndre Hopkins stepped up.
You're only 22 years old. My gosh.
Yep.
I mean, that's a great, that's what you call a great start in life. 22 years old. I've got shirts older than 22.
He's not lying about
my
that.
My gosh. Yeah. All right, you see my wardrobe. All right, a couple of things we want to get to. You know, we were thinking about this because last week we had two huge videos up on HoustonTexans.com. They're still there. J.J. Watt mic'd up. Would you be willing to be mic'd up for a game? And if you were, I mean, would that be entertaining stuff, or are you kind of quiet? Are you a talker out there?
I mean, I do a little bit. I'm not much of a talker, though.
Yeah. Is there a lot of talking that goes on between you and the defensive backs? I mean, you have a guy that's matched up on you for a big portion of the game. Is there a lot of dialogue there?
No, they're usually quiet most of the game.
They are, huh?
Yeah.
He's saying that because he quiets them down,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you quiet them down.
Right.
Do you talk to them sometimes?
Yeah, I talk to them all the time.
What about after a tackle? Do they help you up much?
No,
there's not a lot of that kind of thing going on.
Yeah,
it's an adversarial relationship, no doubt.
Right.
Whenever he makes a big play, also, you just get up and you're on to the next play. You don't do a whole lot of celebrating after each play.
In high school, my coach, he was more of the kind of, I would say, more of a disciplinary coach. You know, he believed that, you know, act like you've been there before. You know, don't make it seem like it's your first time, you know, dancing and doing all that stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Just make it act like you've been there before. So, you know, that's kind of my motto.
And that's Andre Johnson, too. You know, he celebrates, but it's only the emotion of the moment. Like, hey, you know, I'm in here and great, I'm happy, and let's go on to the next play.
Right.
Or sometimes I've seen you jump into the stands.
Right.
What is that like?
That's fun. You know, I do it for the fans, you know.
Mm-hmm. They love it.
You know, they're the ones that bring the atmosphere there, you know, mm-hmm. So why not give them a little bit back?
Yeah. That doesn't hurt, does it?
I was like, is that scary when you're jumping into, like, fans and fans and fans?
No, only when they grab you or, you know, grab your butt or something like that.
You got things that you have to worry about when you jump into the stadium.
Like, please, get your hand off there. Thank you. That's inappropriate. Couple of other things here. The food bank. And I know that this is important to you, and you were at the Taste of the Texans, which benefits in part the Houston Food Bank. Talk about that a little bit with us and why that's important to you, DeAndre.
You know, it's important to me because coming from where I come from, you know, that was something that my family used. That was something that we accessed a lot. And, you know, just coming to Houston, I didn't know that they had the food bank here and it was that big. So just getting offered the opportunity to be able to work with an organization like that, I couldn't turn it down.
And you mentioned Balotelli, I think, was a soccer player that had the impressive story. And so these kinds of stories obviously appeal to you because you have a similar story, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not something that I would say appeals to me. It's just something that, you know, it's something that when you come from it, you know, you want to help it. You want to, you know, educate people about it.
Right.
You also go back to South Carolina in the off season and help out kids there as well, right? School-age kids. Is that more to mentor them in football or school or just life?
Just in life, you know. South Carolina is not a state with a lot of economy, not a lot of things going on, you know, around you yourself or football or sports, whatever you play. So, just, you know, kind of reach out to them and, you know, let them know that, you know, it's possible you can make it up.
We've asked DJ Swearinger about this. It seems, I mean, the guys from South Carolina on the team stick together. There's a brotherhood there. And
right.
He said, you know, we're all country. And he puts it that way.
Yeah.
How would you describe it? Why is that in play?
You know, that's true. He said it best. We're all country. You know, I wouldn't say, you know, slower, but, you know, we're used to more slower down things. You know, you don't have any big buildings. You don't have a lot of the things to access. You know, a lot of people in my family, we eat what we grow. You know, we got our own farms and things like that. So, you know, in South Carolina, it's more of a familyhood. You know, it's kind of, you know, you stick with the people that you know.
How about living in Houston now? It's your second year in Houston. Are you getting around okay? Are you getting used to the big city life?
Yeah, I like it a lot. It's a lot of nice restaurants. You know, the people here are nice, down-to-earth people. You know, last year we were 2-14, but the fans still stuck with us. You know, they weren't putting us down too much. You know, I love Houston.
You know, I want to get back to the growing your food thing because I'm the Dr. Kevorkian of plant life.
Right.
So if I told you, like, all right, you have this whole piece of land, could you, like, start growing food? I mean, are you good at this?
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm the best, but, yeah, I could survive.
What would you grow?
Everything, squash, cabbage, basically everything, honestly. Yeah.
So you're pretty good at this. This is good stuff.
I had no idea.
What do you see yourself doing now, years down the line, 20 years from now, when it's all said and done in the National
after
Football League?
After football, after soccer, after all the sports.
After you play goalie in the World Cup, what do you think? Ranch somewhere, or how do you see your life?
Where I'm from, it's a lot of lakes in South Carolina, so I'll probably be on the lake house somewhere, fishing every day out on the boat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You think the goalie thing is that a real deal for you?
Yeah, I mean, that's a real deal for sure.
That is,
I don't
want
to speak too early.
You know, I know, because you need.
He's only 22. He's got lots of time to do whatever
exactly.
he wants.
You need to be at a physical peak, though. It's not like some guys say, "I want to be a pro golfer," because you know you're not going to take hits as a pro golfer. You're not going to have to hit the ground the way you do as a goalie and dive from side to side or whatever. But hey, you know, we have plenty of time to digest this information. All right, so a little bit more on the Colts here, because this is obviously the big one. You're going up there Sunday, and having played them before, and this is game plan offense, so you want to do some things. Coach talks about bread and butter things that work, but you're definitely going to want to adjust as well, right?
Right. You know, they're doing some things different, you know, and we'll look at that today when we go in the film room. And, you know, we don't want to speak too soon about what we're going to do or what we're expecting them to do. You know, they're NFL team. You know, things are going to change week in, week out, you know, to gain the upper edge on your opponent. We just have to see what they're doing.
DJ Swearinger had the pick on Sunday against the Jags, did the two spoons thing. I mean, he's a completely different personality from you, but you guys get along well, right?
Oh, yeah. That's like my brother. You know, even though we was rivals in college.
You saw him in college.
Yeah, we grew up, you know, right around the corner from each other. So, you know, it's amazing to see him.
That Clemson-South Carolina rivalry is pretty large.
Yeah, it's a lot of people don't know about it because it's in a small state, but it's pretty big. It's a state divided.
One final timeout here on Texans Weekly. Don't go away. When we come back, we'll set you up with the Texans Telestrator. Stay with us.